We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
S-A-H.
No.
S-A-S-H-E-E-R. Sashir. Wait, how did I spell it before? I said S. What did I say?
You said S-A-H.
Sashir? Yeah, that's not your name.
N-I-H-O-L-E.
That's not it. But it could be. I think some Nicoles do spell it with an H, which I think is like, what? Nicole?
Yeah, like C-H, right?
N-I-C-H-O-L-E. And it, to me, no offense, if that's how you spell it, why? It's sick.
I've seen people misspell your name that way, but mm-hmm. I've never met anyone who actually has that name.
Me either.
And it feels like maybe it's not a thing. Like maybe people think that that's a spelling, but it actually isn't.
Yeah. If you spell your name with an H, drop us a line. Tell us why. And
how's your life
yourself.
Been?
Yeah.
Are you okay? How's it feel to be an H Nicole? C-H Nicole.
H Nicole is
your life different?
Funny.
I wonder, is there like a study that's like the better lives of Nicoles? Oh my goodness. Judith found different variations of Nicole, which are N-O-C-O-L-L-E,
what?
N-I-C-O-L, N-I-C-H-O-L,
ooh.
N-I-C-H-O-L-E, N-I-C-H-O-L-L-E. My God. Okay, ooh. Yeah, and then it just goes on and on. N-I-K, N-I-K-O-L?
I don't like it.
N-I-K-O-L-E, N-I-K-H-O-L, Nicole.
Nicole. Nicole, that's
you're
a
so
lot.
Nicole out here. That's a
it's
lot.
Too many. I just like a simple N-I-C-O-L-A. I actually really don't like my name. I think it's pretty fucking boring.
Really?
Yeah, it's a boring name, Nicole. Ugh.
Hmm.
Nicole.
But I do think people who have the name Nicole are pretty fun.
I don't think I know another Nicole. That's why in Africa. When we arrived at the hotel in Kenya and the lady checking us in's name was Nicole, I almost cried and was like, my name's Nicole, too.
Because once at that point, you were also tired. The end of the trip. I'm Nicole, too.
She was like, okay. But yeah, I don't meet too many other Nicoles. Have you ever met another Sashir?
No. No,
you can't be the only person in this universe named Sashir.
No, you're right. There are other Sashirs. When I first joined Facebook in 1902,
mm-hmm.
I was the only Sashir for a while, because that was when it was only college students who were allowed mm-hmm. to sign up for Facebook. And then they opened it up to anyone. And then it was me and a bunch of Indian men with the name Sashir.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm.
And I think usually it's spelled S-A-S-H-I-R. And then there's also the variation of S-A-S-H-E-E-R.
Mm.
But yeah, but I also never met anyone in person with the name.
We got to get you to a Sashir convention.
We got to gather all the Sashirs.
I remember when Facebook was only open to college students and I was like, mm-hmm. Oh my God, this is so rude. How come I can't be on the Facebook?
Your school wasn't a part of it?
No. I think it was like real accredited institutions, and ours was simply not real or accredited, nor an institution. Mm-hmm. And they were like, get out of here. This is fake. We also didn't have like email addresses for the school.
Oh.
And I didn't know that was a thing.
So it really wasn't real. They're like, you're not going to stay here.
You're not staying. It's 2 years. And a lot of people, they're not going to stay there 2 years.
Yeah. How are you? You just got back from Hawaii.
I did get back from Hawaii.
Which is wild because it feels like we also just got back from Africa.
Listen, vacation is my job. And that is what I do now. Because we got back from Africa and then... got COVID, and then like truly the next week it was like gotta go to Honolulu. It was so fun. Mateo and I did a show. Also, Hawaii is just so fucking pretty. I love it. And then today I had to do voiceover stuff, and then on the way back I was like, ugh, the mainland sucks, because there was a bunch of cops doing, I think they were chasing somebody, and I was like, why is my life impacted because you people can't catch this person? Like, what the fuck? I was so mad.
Yeah, do better. Be better.
Police officers, do better. And then I guess they caught the person, because then we all got to go. It was just so annoying, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. That's annoying.
It's okay. I also almost saw an octopus when I was snorkeling, but I wasn't fast enough to get there. My friend who was there was like, there's an octopus. And I was like, I'm coming. And I was like, and then I missed it. And then also, aww, this was humiliating. I love fish and I love snorkeling. Mm-hmm. And there was this, and I just bought like cheap goggles. I need to invest in nice ones, but I was trying to wash my goggles out in the water. And there was this man by me, and he was just like laughing to himself. And I was like, oh my God, what is this freak laughing at? And then he goes, hey, you see anything fun? And I was like, yeah. He's like, you having a nice time out there? And I was like, yes. And he goes, oh, okay, cool. Cause I could hear you while you were snorkeling. I just heard you go, oh my God. Oh,
no way.
So while he was laughing at me.
Oh, why was he making this so mean? You have fun out there? Really sounded like
it. I also
why
didn't
is a stranger
know?
Roasting you?
I don't know. But I also didn't know you could hear. But I guess it makes sense because you're breathing through the little tube. But I had no idea you could hear noises.
So the tube's just propelling your sound out, amplifying you to the other patrons.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my God, I was saying embarrassing things. Like, I would be like, my friends!
To the fish?
Yes, because I like them. And I'd be like, I won't touch you. I'm just looking. I
Oh.
And I thought only the fish could hear me, but it turns out everyone up there could hear me. I was deeply embarrassed.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I also scraped my knee on a rock. Oops. I was having a tough time.
Dang. Did you see any turtles?
I didn't see any turtles. I just saw a lot of fish, and I didn't see any coral. So then I Googled coral on my flight back, and I was like, coral is pretty.
That's about the same. Seeing it on your phone.
Yeah. Right? Seeing it on your phone, just being like, ooh, that's nice. And then there was a lady on my flight who... She was like, she put her stuff in the overhead bin, and then someone else had put their stuff directly over her. And she was like, whose bag is this? Whose bag is this? I need to move this because my purse needs to go up there. And he was like, oh, sorry, that's my bag, the guy across from her. And then she was like, just put it over your head. Put your stuff over your head. And he's like, oh, it was closed, so I think it's full. Then she opened it. She's like, it's not full. Put your stuff over here. And he's like, I'll just put it here. And then he put it in another overhead bin. And then she went up to the front to ask the flight attendant if she could have her purse next to her. And then they were like, sure. So then she moved it. So then she didn't need anything in the overhead bin. Mm-mm. And I was laughing because I was like, wow, this lady is very particular, yeah, a weirdo, or something's going on. And then I was like, oh, I should give her a little grace. Maybe something's, I don't know. And then I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have laughed. Oh, well. And then the man next to me was like, we got a Karen over here. And I was like, or maybe she's on the spectrum and she needs her things in a way that's particular to her. And he goes, nah, she's a Karen. And also he had a balding mullet. And I was like, oh, okay. And then he started talking to me and I was like, oh, no, I don't want to bond with you over this lady. And then he just, it was one of those conversations where he didn't need me there. He was going to just talk. And like, at one point he was like, I spent the whole day in my hotel room. And I was like, why didn't you go to the beach? And he was like, I don't go to the beach. It was 1992. I was with my friends in North Carolina and I went into the water. And next thing I knew, I was in the hospital. It was New Year's Day and I was recovering because I almost died. And I was like, oh yeah, I guess I wouldn't go to the beach either.
That's really funny. Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
And then he was like, I told him how many miles. I was like, I almost have 2 million miles. And he's like, that's a lot. I got 2 million miles probably on my truck if you put 3/2 and divide it by 8. And I was like, wait, what? Now I have to do a math problem? I don't know.
Oh, no.
I think he was trying to say like years, but he drove it. And then truly, I talked to this man for too long. And then he was like, I said, oh, I drive a Jeep. And he's like, is LA home? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, Newsom wants you to drive an electric car. But if you drive an electric car, there's rolling blackouts in Los Angeles and you can only charge your car at certain times. And I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, no, I have friends with electric cars. And I had a friend who charged his car at my house and we never had to charge it at a certain time. And he's like, really? And I was like, yeah, I'm not sure where you're getting your information from. And then he was like, huh, okay. And I was like, yeah. And then he stopped talking to me because I guess he was like, she likes Gavin Newsom. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't think he's great. I don't, what's happening? He was a very strange man with a balding mullet, which is a sight to behold. He also told me that he was going to snore for most of the flight. And as soon as we took off, that man made good on his promise. He was laying on his back with his mouth wide open, snoring for everybody.
Oh. Well, at least you weren't the loudest snorer.
Yes, that made me very, very happy. We were dueling snorers, just sitting next to each other being like...
We got to figure out how... We got to give you some tactics on how to exit conversations. Because... You will get caught in these conversations where I'm like, but how? Why is it still going? How did it keep going? I don't there's more? Like when you talked about, we had to go to Passport Health to get our vaccinations for our South Africa trip. And you were like, it took me a whole hour and I got 16 shots. And this lady kept talking to me and upselling me. And then I went, and it was truly 10 minutes. They only gave me one vaccine.
She gave me so many vaccines, it made me sick. I was like loopy and I couldn't speak anymore and I had to go to sleep. It was terrible. And then I forgot my malaria medicine at
home.
That
was really funny. Which is like really the only thing we needed.
But she also gave me a malaria drink.
Yeah, which I still don't understand. I was not offered a drink. I was never offered a malaria drink.
She made this potion, this cocktail, and she was like, don't watch me make it. And I was like, okay. But like, I did watch her.
This lady put a spell on you.
She probably did. She talked so much and she was so inappropriate. And she said a bunch of stuff to me that I was like, I don't think you should be saying this to me. it was pretty wild. Yeah, I don't know. I just get caught in conversations. And I think what happens is I have a round, friendly face. And people are like, oh, she wants to listen to me.
I feel safe with her.
Yeah. Or maybe it's because like I'm a black lady. I don't know. Because everybody Forrest Gump talks to on that bench is like a round faced person who's open to conversation. And then that black lady who's like, my feet hurt.
Yeah, maybe. That doesn't happen to me. Because I shut it down. Or my face is like, I'm done.
You don't have a round face. Also, you'll fall asleep on people. So it's hard to talk to someone if they're sleeping.
This is true.
Or you walk away from people.
Yeah, I'll exit in some way, physically, mentally. Yeah, on a plane, if they're next to me, they don't have a chance to talk to me because I'm already asleep. I sat down and I immediately fell asleep.
Well, I don't know. I guess I look happy. On the way to Dublin, that man talked to me forever too. Well, first he was like, can you switch seats with my wife? And I was like, oh no, I really like the window. And then he was like, huh, I'll make you suffer. And then he just kept talking.
I'll make you regret that choice.
Yeah. And I did instantly regret it. But I was like, damn. I don't like being on the aisle because they hit you. They hit you. The flight attendants punch you. They hit you.
Are you sure?
I'm like, you've never sat in the aisle and been hit by them?
I guess I'm mostly in the window. I didn't realize all that activity was happening in the aisle.
They hit you. Well, when they used to roll the carts. Yeah, the carts would like hit you sometimes. Or
yeah.
And then sometimes when people get on the plane, their bags will swing in your face. And then you're like, excuse you. And they're like, get over it, bitch. And you're like, what? And then they hit you.
They say all that? Oh my, it's a lot. See, I miss all of this because I go to sleep immediately.
I guess I should just start going to sleep immediately.
Yeah, it's better that way.
I guess
so. And then you surprise when you land.
Surprise, surprise. There was once I fell asleep immediately getting on the plane. And then when I woke up, I was like, oh my God, we landed. And then the man next to me went, no, we haven't taken off
no.
yet. And I was like,
that's depressing.
It was terrible. I was asleep for like a full hour and we hadn't taken off. We were just sitting on the jetway.
Wait, but did they say why?
You like, know why I was sleeping. Taken off?
This is true. They probably did say why and you missed it.
I was like, well, I guess I'll go back to sleep. And then there was one time where I was flying to Austin and we had an emergency land in, I think, Dallas. And I woke up and they're like, we're landing in Dallas. And I was like, wait, what? And I was like, no one else is freaking out. Did I just get on the wrong flight? And I was like, huh, okay. And I was like, I guess I shouldn't ask a single question. And then
like, I guess I shouldn't make sure I'm in the right place. I'll just go with the flow.
But then when we landed, the pilot was like, this flight will go to Austin as soon as we're cleared. And I was like, ah, okay. You wait for information and you get it. And I can't remember how I actually made it to Austin. I know I didn't rent a car. I think I just waited and then got on the flight.
On that same plane?
No, I think we had to get on a different plane. I don't know what was wrong with that plane. I wasn't awake for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it you who was telling me that airlines are hiring less qualified people to like manage planes or something like that? Or like the higher up levels?
Yeah, that's what I read, that like higher level people are not like airplane people, that they're just like college graduates who fit the, like the criteria, and they don't have very much experience with planes. I could be lying. I skimmed the article.
Sure. I'm gonna believe it. I'm not gonna fact check it at all.
Yeah, don't fact check it. Well, that's because that fucking door blew off the airplane and then took a kid's shirt.
Wait, did it really take a kid's shirt?
Yeah, a kid's off shirt blew right off him.
Yes.
Yes. And the people who were supposed to be sitting there, I think, missed the flight.
Wow, thank God.
Yeah. My God. I don't think I ever want to sit near an emergency exit. Whenever I sit in emergency exit row, I haven't in years, but whenever I did, they were like, are you willing and able? And I was like, I could barely pack this morning and I'm drunk. So like, if that's what you want to give me, I'll be enthusiastic. I don't know how helpful I'll be.
Yeah, I'll get out of the way.
Right?
I'll be like, this is the door. Someone help
someone. But isn't it wild that they serve people alcohol in the emergency exit row?
Wow. I've never thought about that. That's a really good point.
I have been hammered in the emergency exit row. And I'm like, if we're in trouble, like, I'm not helping.
I mean, honestly, yeah. They should take that job, like, seriously. Don't.
Yes.
If you're going to, if you had to check a little box when you check in of, like, I'm willing to save the plane if I'm in an emergency row, you should also be like, I'm also willing to be sober. I'm not gonna drink on the on this flight. I'm gonna take one for the team. I'm gonna be the designated door opener and make sure we're safe if we need that.
Mm-hmm. Also, they don't go over how you open the door. The only thing they do is, are you willing and able to help in an emergency? And you go, uh-huh. And you can't just say, uh-huh. You have to look at them and go, uh-huh. Which I was like, just because you asked me to look at you doesn't mean I'm coherent. It's just one demand and I can do that for you and then go right back to being shit-faced.
They should do pinky promises. Do you pinky promise that you will be responsible enough to open the store?
I mean, honestly, I take pinky promises pretty seriously, so I think they should get into that.
I think there is an instruction manual in the pocket in front of the seat, but then I don't think they even tell you should read that.
No, I think they're like, it's a light suggestion, but also yeah. I'm not reading it. It's dirty. I don't know how many people's hands have been on it. I don't know if someone puked in a puke bag and then put it in the seat back pocket right up next to that thing. Planes are sick. They're dirty. They're nasty.
They're nasty.
They're so gross. You know, I clean most of the planes I get on and then I look at the little rag and I'm like, this rag is dirty. You said this flight was delayed because y'all were cleaning it. How? Mm-hmm. How were you cleaning?
I guess they do something, but they need more time to clean a plane in between deplaning a whole plane and boarding it. Like, you going in there for 10 minutes is not going to clean the whole plane. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they vacuum something or maybe picked up trash, but like, you can't disinfect everything.
No, but I guess it's like a bus. When do buses get disinfected? At night when they go to sleep?
I think when they go to sleep, they can't do it in between shifts. They're working all day.
Mm-hmm. I think planes are the same thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is crazy because you're sitting there for like 5 fucking hours. Here's the craziest thing about Hawaii. It took 6 hours to get there. Truly the worst turbulence I've ever felt. But also it rocked me to sleep, so I kind of liked it. I like turbulence because it does put me to sleep. Everyone's like, oh, and I'm like, but then the flight back was a red eye and it was 4.5 hours. And I was like, the red eye should be 6 hours and the flight during the day should be 4.5 hours because it fucked me up.
Is it like the wind or something?
Yes, because when you fly east, the wind, I think, is going with you, because whenever I fly to New York, it's shorter than when you fly back to LA. Mm-hmm. And I think I was flying west to Hawaii and then flying east back. But I couldn't believe it. I was like, I barely had time to sleep.
Do another lap.
Yeah,
make
for
it longer.
Me.
Just around the block so I can fall asleep.
The rotation of the earth helps too. What? Oh, yeah. Huh? The earth does spin. That's crazy.
Like we're like propelling off the inertia of the earth?
No, the earth is spinning. So like that slow spin helps the plane move a little faster because it's spinning with it.
So, okay. If a plane is like hovering in the air.
Yeah.
Maybe a drone.
Yeah.
Do planes hover? Can they just stay in one spot? Maybe not. Okay. A drone that can stay stationary in one spot.
Yeah.
How long do you think it has to stay there before the earth rotates enough or that it's in a different place?
Think about the sun. So, like, as slowly as the sun would move, that would move, right?
Well, I guess the sun's not moving. As we visibly see it. You mean like that? Because
The sun doesn't move, the earth is moving.
Yeah.
So, it would move, if it could stay stationary at one spot, I don't know. Wait, I'm not a
fucking
scientist. Oh, okay, great. I am a scientist.
You're a scientist. This is science, and we're very correct.
We're so correct, and we're never going to look up the real answer. Yeah! Dr. Beyer in the house!
Some person reviewed our podcast and said, you don't learn anything from this podcast. They're wrong. We are teachers. We're instructors. We are scientists.
Unfortunately, when I had COVID, I got so bored of just being on my couch. I was like, I'm going to read reviews. And there was a ton of...
I feel worse.
There was a ton of lovely, wonderful reviews. And then one person was like, they give borderline bad, hurtful advice or harmful advice. And it really just, it's not educational. And it really just shows off how uneducated they are, mostly Nicole. And I was like, and I was like, okay, but I am like smart. But like, I guess I just don't, the way I'm explaining this, I sound like an idiot. I think I just don't think. My brain moves at a different speed than my mouth, and it's hard.
Yeah.
I would like to say, neither of you are dumb or idiotic.
Thank you so much.
And you guys ask questions that I know a lot of people ask. And yeah, it might come out weird, But we do research it and we figure it out.
Yeah.
This is called Thank best you. Friends. This isn't best friends who teach you how the universe works.
We've never lied about that. We've never,
no, never ever
tried to advertise this as an educational podcast.
No, I'm never trying to educate anybody. I just want to make people tee hee hee and giggle. And that person, I don't think, came here wanting to giggle.
Yeah. And I hope they find the show that's for them. I hope they learn somewhere else.
Me too. Yeah. Go fucking find Bill Nye. He's the science guy.
He's the science guy. It's in his name. You will definitely learn something on his podcast.
You'll learn
something from him.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. And, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada yada before. Like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kid snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free, it's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
I think I want to learn how to dive.
Dive into the water?
Yeah, I think I want to find more ocean stuff. And that didn't come out very smart, but I want to see more of the ocean. And snorkeling,
scuba dive.
Yes. What kind of diving did you think? Like mining?
Like off a diving board? Like Olympic diving? For sport, I guess? Competitive diving?
No, Olympic diving worries me because you're not as buoyant in a pool as you are in the ocean. So like you can jump off a boat and you'll come right back up. But if you go into a pool, you can hit the bottom and then look up and go, I have so much to go. I don't know if I have the lung capacity. Has it ever happened to you in a pool where you're like, oh no, deeper than I thought?
I guess maybe when I was a kid, yeah, definitely jumping in there and then being like, well, mm-hmm. this is going to take a while. Yeah.
Yeah, it's happened to me too many times that I'm like, I don't think I could dive off a dive, like a diving board into a very deep pool. But yeah, I think I want to like scuba dive. But here's the thing. Do they make wetsuits in plus size? Because I tried finding a ski suit in plus size and I couldn't really find one. But also I was looking for a vintage one.
Well, that's very specific.
I was looking for a specific find. Purple one and I couldn't find one. But I think I want to like
wait, are you going skiing?
No, just in case. Just in case someone invites me skiing, I'll have a ski suit.
Yeah, you got to dress for the activities you want.
Yes, and hopefully I'll like, oh, okay, they do make plus-size wetsuits.
Judith found some wetsuits.
Okay. Temu has one for $14. I will probably get so cold, and it won't do anything for me. Oh, scuba.com.
That sounds official.
It does sound official. I think this summer I'm going to try to figure out how to take like some sort of diving course.
Nice.
I think it would be really cool because like I want to befriend some ocean animals.
And then no one can hear you talking to them.
No.
This will be a nice so intimate deep. Conversation between you and the fish.
Yes. I want to meet a manatee. Apparently, I think it's manatees. You are not supposed to touch them, but they can touch you. And they can give you hugs and stuff, but you just can't like reciprocate the hug. And I was like, oh my God, to be hugged by a manatee? Wow.
Wow.
I would never, you know, be sad about being single again. I'd be like, I was hugged by a manatee. So
yeah. A real manatee.
A real manatee. More than a man. A manatee. A manatee.
I think I would also feel like the queen of the ocean. Like, I've been chosen.
Right? Yeah. Oh, do you remember when we were in Hawaii and the guy on the boat was like, oh, if you make noises, the dolphins will come. And then I immediately was like, mah, mah.
And then I think everyone else was just clapping. They were just like making
Well, they didn't start clapping until the dolphins came. And then I was like, these are my dolphins. I brought them here. Them. You felt stupid about doing it. I immediately was like,
And they're like, oh, we've been called.
The queen of the ocean wants us.
Hark, I hear her calling.
Yeah, I keep being like, okay, do I move to Zimbabwe? Should I take a diving class? I just want to be in the ocean.
I mean, we got to get you closer to the water.
Oh, I just love it so much.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds very cool. I'm sure there's a course that you can take or something nearby.
I wonder how cold the water. I guess that's why I'm going to wait till summer because the water is so cold over here.
Yeah.
But yeah, imagine meeting a seal. Arr, arr, arr.
Yeah, I think it'd be like that.
I just want to meet animals. The older I don't think. So when I was little, I was super into animals and I drew a lot and I had these like aquatic animal books that I would like draw things from, and I love drawing seahorses. And then I got older and I was like, I don't care, whatever. It wasn't like an active thing where I was like, I don't care about the ocean or animals anymore. But the older I get, the more I'm like, I love animals.
Yeah, maybe it's like some like inner child stuff happening, or like some healing stuff. You're like, I think that does happen to adults after a while. You're like, oh, I should just revisit the thing that made me really happy when I was younger, as opposed to all this other stuff that bogged me down as an adult or like got in the way. I can just actually enjoy the things that make me feel good.
You know? Yeah. I guess it's the same with decorating. It wasn't like my creativity was stifled with decorating because I was like, mommy, I like purple. So I had everything in my house, like everything in my room was purple because I loved it so much. So I felt very creatively like seen. And then I think when I got older, I was like, oh, it doesn't matter if your space is like reflective of what you like and who you are. It was like, the rent is cheap and we're not spending any more money on decorating because we got to get drunk. Mm-hmm. And I think now the older I get, the more I'm like, no, no. Well, we can get drunk any old time, but I will hang this wallpaper. I will buy another weird painting. I bought a weird painting of a weird dog, and I'm so excited for it to come.
Ooh.
It
was,
I think, $8. I found it on Cherish. It's great. I can't wait. Oh, I can't wait.
I'm very excited to see it. A weird painting of a weird dog.
Uh-huh. Great. And I found animal bookends. I found a toucan bookend, a horse bookend, and pig bookends, and flamingo ones.
Oh,
and I was like, am I a bookend lady now? And I was like, yes, I am.
She's a bookend lady. I like that.
I love it. Yeah. You hung curtains recently.
I did. Yes. I've been doing a lot of tedious housework, like stuff that I've been putting off for so long. And I had this curtain. I had actually, I'm going to say all the curtain rods in my home were left over from the previous owner, which I can't tell if she was like, I don't feel like removing the curtain rods, or if she was like, I'm going to be generous because these are curtain rods that fit the size of this window and that'll be easier to leave up for her than to like have her find new curtain rods. I don't know what the thought process was, but I was grateful because I was like, thank God, one less thing I have to do. I'll just put my curtains on those curtain rods. But there was one that was like just thicker than the normal curtain rod. Mm-hmm. And the curtains I had didn't glide the way that I wanted them to.
Oh,
they just kind of like, they were like a little sticky. Mm-hmm. And then I had these gold velvet curtains that are great on their own, but I just needed like a little bit more. So I put some blue velvet curtains in between the two gold panels, and it looks so pretty, and I'm so happy. And I changed that whole curtain rod to a thinner curtain rod, so now it glides with so much ease.
Oh, that's stunning, beautiful. I love it. The next thing I have to do is I bought a bunch of speakers. And I put them in different rooms so I could have ambiance and music in all of the rooms that you go into. You're like, oh, the music's following me. But I don't know how to fucking do it. And Sonos made it really, really hard. And I can't figure it out.
I want to do the exact same thing.
Well, I think what I need to do is not plug them all in at once and do it one at a time.
Ooh, yes, probably.
Yeah.
But you'll probably have to program them individually or something.
Yes, and I don't want to. I wanted to plug them all in and be like, all right, work. And that's not it.
All of you connect to my phone.
Ugh, maybe I'll do that tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Yeah, I know.
I think I have things to do tomorrow, and I don't want to. I just want to sit.
Yeah.
Which is funny because I sat with COVID and I was like, I just want to do things.
But that's a different kind of sick, because it's not, at least I wasn't productive at all. I think we talked about this. We would do one thing and be like, God, lay down. That was a hard day.
We wiped out.
Wiped out. I put dishes in the dishwasher. Didn't wash them, but I put some in and now I'm exhausted.
Oh, boy. Ooh, that's something I need to do. I need to put my dishes in the dishwasher.
Yeah, there we go.
Because I got pancakes yesterday from a restaurant I will not name because I used to really like them. They've gone a little downhill, but I don't want to like affect their business. And I ordered pancakes. And I know, risky to order pancakes to leave a restaurant to come to
your home. They don't travel well.
No, but they looked like they traveled well. The taste was just off. They were like slightly funky. And then they didn't give me enough syrup. And I was just really upset. And Clyde was staring at me, and I was like, I know, usually I get food and I eat it, but, like, I don't want this. And he was like, well, can I have it? And I was like, no, I don't think you can eat pancakes. So then no one ate the pancakes.
Dang. What a waste.
Yeah, it was a real waste. And I felt just like a nasty little wasteful bitch.
Do you ever make pancakes at home?
You better believe I bought pancake mix and syrup because I said, why don't you just make them at home? And then I was like, can't do that. I better order them. But I have the ingredients to make them in my in-house.
You can make in-house pancakes?
Yeah, I can make them in-house.
Yeah.
Can I tell you what, next to pancakes, what my new favorite meal is? Mm-hmm. Okay. Is a bagel mm-hmm. with cream cheese, mm-hmm. scrambled eggs, oh. and bacon.
Oh, wow.
I've never put them all together before. It's really good.
That sounds very good. I've had bacon and egg on a bagel, but not
with cream cheese.
No.
But I don't want it like closed as a sandwich. I like it open faced, because otherwise the cream cheese gets a little too runny, and then like, oh no. But you have to like make it as you go, and it's I had a nice time.
Wow. Okay. What a combo. I'm into it. My favorite combo for bagels is cinnamon raisin bagels with bacon, egg, and cheddar.
Oh.
It's like breakfast in a bite. It's all good. Sweet, savory, cheesy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That sounds delicious. I used to only eat cinnamon raisin bagels because that's the only bagel my dad liked. And I guess my mother was like, well, I simply won't get a different kind. It wasn't until I moved out that I was like, plain bagels exist?
That's really funny. You never experienced a plain bagel. You immediately went to the cinnamon raisin, which I feel like is a rare thing that even people like. I don't even know of many people who like cinnamon raisin.
Yeah. Grew up on cinnamon raisin bagels. Isn't that wild?
That's funny. Yeah.
I love them. They're so good.
Yeah.
Although whenever I have them, it just reminds me of my dead papa.
That can be nice sometimes.
Sometimes it is. And other times I go, I just want to be normal and have living parents. I just want to have a breakfast thing and not be reminded that I'm different.
I just want to be normal.
I just want to be a normal girl with two healthy parents. Maybe they're divorced.
A boring bagel. But now I have to think about my dad.
Now I got
to
think about my dead daddy and what he's taught me.
Yeah, every bagel's a lesson.
Oh, boy.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Should we answer my questions? Uncle,
yeah, let's answer questions.
First, but I would love to hear about your uncle. Yeah.
My uncle has a snowblower, mm-hmm. and it was snowing in Chicago the other week. And instead of going out to help my grandpa, he just took a picture of him and said, shoveling snow. And I was like, what?
Look at him go. Why? Can you believe this old man's doing this all by himself?
Why are we doing this to him? Oh, boy. I just wanted to tell you that. It really made me laugh.
Do you think maybe he thought he was showing the family, like, he's still got it. Or, like, he's doing so well. Look at him.
I'm 100%. That's what he thought he was doing. But yeah. I very much was like, can you go outside and help him?
Can you help him, please? Yeah. That is very funny.
Okay, right. Now we can help people.
Yes.
Hello there. I have a question about hosting friends. So I'm 25, and I have finally, for the first time, enough space and friends to host a dinner party or event of some kind. I don't want it to be like a stand around, drink alcohol, and vibe party, you know? I want it to be like a little more structured, a little more fun, a little more mature, grown up. But I don't know how to make that enjoyable for people. I would probably invite like probably 6 to 10 people. None of them really know each other that well. There's like one or two that know each other, but it's not like a group friend group, you know? I'm wondering what kind of parties, dinner parties, weekend hangs, have you guys been to that you really enjoyed and remember? What makes for a good group hangout session? How do I bridge the gap between new people? Do I need like activities? I would definitely have snacks. I have plenty of chairs. Just sit here. Don't worry about that. There's places to sit. But what else do people do? You know? How do I make sure everyone has like a nice time? So yeah, hosting tips would be lovely. Thank you so very much.
I'm so glad she has enough chairs. I was really worried. I was like 6 to 10 people. I hope they can all sit somewhere. Thankfully they can. I actually one of my friends went to the host called it questions and dinner party. So it was dinner. And then I think they had Esther Perel's question pack. I guess she has a card pack maybe of questions to ask people. I haven't looked into it, but there's many things like this, and you just kind of use the prompts and like answer questions individually. And I think it was kind of the same thing where like not everyone was a close friend, or maybe some people knew each other, but you get to know each other very quickly. One that I have done is called We're Not Really Strangers, where it's like questions like, do you have any goals you haven't reached, or any regrets, or what's a secret you haven't told anyone, or like, you know, whatever. Very kind of invasive questions, which I guess you could also make a rule.
What do you regret
like,
most in your life? Do you like these mashed potatoes?
What's the saddest you've ever been?
Do you miss your dad? I have bagels.
Yeah, I have cinnamon raisin bagels. Do they remind you of your father? And maybe you could be like, you don't have to answer all the questions if you don't want to. But yeah, I think that's a good, like, easy icebreaker. That's like, no one has to think of these questions because they already exist. Oh, and Jordan sent one. What is this? This is the Hygge game. Or Hygge?
It's Scandinavian, so it's Hygge.
Oh.
We're global.
Or Hygge, sorry. But similar to what you said, Sashir, it's a cozy conversation and pleasant company game where you just pull a card and it just says, like, describe, like, one moment in your life that you were, like, really scared or, like, you were really happy. Yeah. And it's a ton of different cards and it's a conversation game and it's really, I actually did it with my family and it was actually really enlightening.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. That sounds great. Yeah,
yeah, I think like that's a nice way. I think those are fun, nice things. I think we get older and we're like, we can't play games anymore. But like, you can also just like have a game, like a dinner and a game night, where it's like, if everyone wants to play Monopoly or like whatever games that you have. I do love the conversation thing. You can also have like a themed party where it's like, problem party. If you have a problem that you want solved, bring your problem and we'll all brainstorm on how to fix it for you.
I love that.
I just I came up that. With it.
That's really good. I love it. Yeah, because you probably like already exhausted your friends on whatever mm-hmm. is plaguing you at the moment. So why not get some strangers to put their input on it too?
Yeah, why not? And then I like it. In the invite, you could be like, it doesn't have to be like a deep problem. It could be like, my neighbor's annoying me. Uh-huh. Or I want to start wearing more colorful shoes. Like, I don't know. Like, what brands are there out there for colorful shoes? Or like, I don't really know how to go to Subway and order a sandwich. Help. I don't know. Like,
how do I talk to the fish without people listening to my conversations?
Yes. I mean, I would really like to know. I really would. Because those were private ooh and ahs to me and the fish. And other people were listening.
Yeah. Invasive.
But yeah, I think that's like a fun one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you can get really creative. Also, Sashir and I, we do themed dinners with a couple of girlfriends where last time we did leopard print and we were the belle of the fucking ball at the restaurant.
Yeah, so
people
fun.
Loved it. And they were like, what are you celebrating? And we're like, friendship. But also, if you're not loud like that and you don't know if your friends have leopard print, also, you're not the first group I've made wear leopard print. And I made a bunch of boys wear leopard print.
Why did you
and it was
tell
very
me that?
Fun for me. Sorry Why about it. Sorry about
Excuse
it.
Excuse me? I'm not the first group you've...
Sorry.
What?
Sorry. Yeah, I made a bunch of boys figure out how to wear leopard print. It was like my improv team years ago. Oh my God. So she's throwing things now?
I'm really upset.
Oh my God. I didn't know this would rock you so bad. But you could throw like a theme party where everyone has to show up head to toe in a color and be like, or red shirts, green pants. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like you can make it silly
or like
and fun.
They wear their own favorite color and have to explain why it's their favorite.
Yeah.
Or their favorite animal and have to explain why that's their favorite animal.
Yeah. There's like a bunch of fun. And I think people feel silly doing it, but people love fun.
Yeah.
People
and
love
being
like,
told to have a reason to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Solved.
Solved.
Oh, and get some good butter and baguettes.
You gotta have a good butter and baguettes.
Well, I love French butter. And if I went to a party where someone broke out some French butter, I'd be like, this is the party of the year.
Ooh,
Am I the asshole? Ooh. Do you want to
Hi,
start,
Hi, beautiful
Sashir?
Friends.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Hi, beautiful friends. Let me get right into it. A few months ago, a group of friends and I went out drinking and dancing. We were all having a great time, and the drinks were flowing. After some time, our group of six dwindled down to just three of us. Me, a female friend, let's call her Nancy, and a male friend, let's call him Tony. It was planned that I would be crashing at Nancy's place as we had plans the next day as well. Tony ended up paying for a taxi to get the three of us back to Nancy's place. He lives in the same city, so I thought he would just carry on home because who doesn't love to sleep in their own bed after a long night out? But no, Tony decided he would crash on Nancy's couch. Nancy lives in an apartment with two roommates, so we basically just hang out in her room until we decide it's time to go to bed. Nancy and I share a bed, and Tony's on the couch. The couch is in Nancy's room, too. I fell asleep immediately and was enjoying a much-needed sleep when I was woken up by Nancy being fingered by Tony right next to me in bed. All right, now you can read.
I had no idea what to do and ended up pretending to be asleep. They ended up fucking right next to me in bed and didn't say a word about it the next day, even though I know that they knew I was awake, because who can stay asleep with the bed shaking, moaning, and wet noises happening right next to them? Needless to say, the morning after, no one mentioned it, and I personally felt very violated. I ended up talking to them about it and asking them both for a little bit of space. Once I felt like enough time had passed, I messaged them that I would like to restart the friendship, but we needed to take it slow. Since then, it has been radio silence from their side. No effort at all to try to rekindle the friendship.
Am I the asshole for reacting the way that I did and not wanting to run after them to be their friends, even though they were the ones who did something wrong? I get it. People be horny. But do you have to have sex next to someone who is just trying to sleep? Sorry for the long email. I love you both and honestly cry with laughter while listening to the podcast. Damn.
Yeah. Wow. I do not think you are the asshole. Has that ever happened to you, Sashir?
Oh, okay. Someone has definitely fucked in the next room. Like, I've had like thin walls in my college apartments where I just heard fucking so loud. And then I guess there was, you know what? I did have a roommate who said, told me years later, she was like, oh, I fucked in our room while you were sleeping, like in a different bed. And I was like, what? Like, I knew there was one time where a guy was like making out with her, and I was like, could you not? I have sleep. I need sleep. I'm studying, and I need to, like, I have finals in the morning. And then I guess they just waited for me to go to sleep and probably fuck. But never in the same bed. No one's ever been directly next to me and had sex. No.
Yeah, I've never had anyone have sex in the same bed as me. But once in college, if you want to call it college, our beds were very close to one another, and I was sleeping, and I woke up, and the window was steamy, and the room smelled like a locker room, and I was like, what? And I look over, and my roommate's little toes were curled up in the air, and I was like, you have got to be fucking kidding me. And then I woke up, and I was like, I'll just be sitting in the hallway. Let me know when you're fucking done. Because I was like, I can't sleep. It's moist in here. It's nasty. Ew. She's like, and her little toes were shaking in the air. It was nasty. I was so mad.
And so they just finished while you were in the hallway?
Yes.
And that's, she was so like, rude.
Yes. And she's like, I'm really sorry. And I was like, you're not, and it's fine.
Yeah, you're not. Because you would have just stopped. Yes. She's like, okay, I'll let you know when I'm finished. What?
And it was only like a good like 5 or 6 minutes. I think she was like, you have to finish. She's mad. And then the next day I was like, guys, like, just, I don't want to be home for this. Like, please, like, any
other
day.
Give me a heads up.
Yeah, let me know. I won't come home. I'll go find something to do.
Yeah.
Or I'll go sleep at somebody else's place.
Yeah.
And then I think they got a hotel for the rest of the weekend. But I was like, Jesus fucking Christ.
That's annoying.
I cannot imagine fingering someone, looking deep into their eyes, and then looking at someone who's sleeping next to them.
Yeah, that's so rude.
It's insane.
I mean, maybe there's like some sort of turn on. I mean, I know there's a turn on of people like, could we get caught? Like, what if?
And it's like, you will. She's next to you.
She'll feel
the
vibrations.
Her body feels everything you're doing. Or
that's,
yeah,
just so rude.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I will say, you like our listener took space. And then was like, I would like to rekindle the friendship, but also it is within their rights to go, this person overreacted. We don't like it. We don't want to talk to you. I don't think that makes you an asshole. I think it's like they made a choice, an insane choice. But also maybe they're like ashamed, or
I was about to say, I don't think the reason they're not responding is because they think she's the asshole. I think they're not responding because they are embarrassed or just like, or ashamed. Yeah, I think they're ashamed. They're like, this is awkward. We got called out because we did do a bad thing. And I don't want to be reminded of that. So I would just rather not talk, which is a shitty way to deal with that. But also, these people don't sound like good people. So, no. Like, I'm not terribly surprised.
No. It is also, I will say to our listener, there was hints along the way that this might have happened. I just, you know, I'm not blaming you, but the fact that he didn't go home and you all were like tee-hee-heeing in her room and staying awake, I personally would have been like, oh, Tony's sleeping in the room with us.
Yeah.
I might want to sleep on the couch. Yeah. Tony's not going to his home, which is close. Mm-hmm. I think I'll sleep on the couch if y'all want to be in the room together. Or it would have been like, Tony sleeps on the couch in the living room if I wasn't going to be fucking Tony. But I think Tony and Nancy was going to fuck regardless of where you were.
Yeah. But the issue was that the couch was just in her room, unfortunately.
But there was no living room?
I don't think the living room was an option. I think because she said something like they had roommates. That's what it was.
And so the couch was in her room. So Sashir, you were right. Yep.
Oh, yeah. I see.
So they were already just in the same room. There was never a separation. Which, yeah, I think at some point I would have also been like, seems like I'm the third wheel. Seems like something is going on here. And
yeah, should I step out for a little bit? I can sit in the hallway while y'all fuck.
Yeah, which sucks because she doesn't have to stay at Nancy's, but that was the agreement that she would stay over. But now there's a dick here. So things have changed. Plans have changed.
If I'm Nancy, and I know Nancy might have had Nancy's own reasonings, but if I'm trying to get fucked, I would have told my friend, I would have been like, I'm really sorry. I need to get it in. This seems like a sure thing. Do you mind hanging out somewhere else for a little bit or something, trying to work it out? Tell your roommates my friend is coming. Can you just like talk to her for a little bit? Because I have to have sex.
This guy has a place that he lives. So Nancy could have went to his place and then homegirl could have just went to sleep.
Yeah.
And just went to Nancy's by herself and been like, I'll see you when you come home. As opposed to, let's all go to Nancy's.
Maybe they were hoping she would wake up and be like, ooh la la, finger me too.
Oh, maybe. I mean, yeah, it could, maybe. But that's also shitty. Like, it's really just shitty. It's a shitty position to put anyone in, period. Because, like, either you have to say, I don't like this. Please stop doing this right next to me. Or I guess, like, I have no choice to join, but then like hopefully you want to do that and don't feel pressured to do that. Or you just pretend you're asleep and that sucks. Because now you just sucks. Like have this. This person's right. They were violated. Like you didn't ask for sex to happen around you.
Yeah. Like that's shitty. And then honestly, maybe you're dodging a bullet with these people not wanting to rekindle the friendship because they're gross. Like, that's so gross. Also, it's I wonder gross. How old you guys are. I hope this sounds this is like a young early problem. 20s, but still, ugh.
Yeah. Jordan said maybe it was your kink to do it next to somebody. Yeah. I mean, probably. Yeah. I think it's really big of you to even reach out and be like, I'm down to rekindle the friendship, but I don't think you should.
No.
I don't think you need to. Find better friends.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll never forget my roommate's toes just curled up in the air. It was so gross. I was so upset.
Well, if you have any questions or queries or complaints about people having sex right next to you or anywhere else that you don't want, you can email NicoleandSashir@gmail.com or call or text or leave a voice memo at 424-645-7003.
And if there's people naked having sex near you, we have merch at podswag.com/best friends.
You can put a shirt on them.
Put a shirt right on those idiots.
And if you want to deter them from still having sex, you can read them our transcripts. We have transcripts for our new episodes. You can check them out on our show page at earwolf.com.
And if you want someone to lose their erection or dry them right up, tell them to rate, review, and subscribe. It's the easiest way to support the show. Imagine she woke up and was like, hey, can you stop right now and rate and review and subscribe to Best Friends? I think he'd be like, ugh.
I don't know what you're talking about. I would get so wet if someone told me to rate, review, and subscribe. Best friends.
Heard it here first. Sashir's kink is asking for herself to be rated, reviewed, and subscribed to.
Oh my God. You want to rate my podcast?
There is someone out there with that kink. They're like, oh my God, you
subscribe to me. Bye.
Bye.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From eight sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.